522, Paul McElvein, west of Route 1, east of Bell Road, being lot 31, second addition within Bayview Park Development, a variance from the front yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening. My name is Paul McElvein. I'm afraid I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a builder. I'm the...
You are going to have to come up and be sworn in first.
Come in and be sworn in first.
Just give us your name and address, please.
Paul McElvein, 6004 Bitternut Drive, Alexandria, Virginia, zip code 22310.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. All yours.
Okay.
As I was saying, I'm neither a lawyer nor a builder. I've owned the property for the past 26 years. It's a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath ranch-style home on one story in Bayview Park. I was granted a rear variance in 2001 to build a 10-by-18 sunroom, which I did, and I think has worked out very, very nicely. And I said I'd make it a room and not a porch, and I think I have done exactly what I said I would in 2001. There should be a picture, I believe, in the package of the rear of the house, what it looked like originally, what it looked like with the porch on it. Before I go further, I'd like to just take a second and publicly thank Susan Isaacs and also Dean Malloy, who helped me very much to accurately describe what it is that I want to do, not being that familiar really with procedures here. They were very helpful, told me the measurements I needed to go back, then when I got those, told me, here's exactly what you need to request. So I appreciate very much their assistance in this.
Thank you.
The bottom line, when I bought the house, I had one wife and one boy, and I now have the same wife, but three boys. I need more space, and the only way to do that is up. There's no way I can go out anymore. The project involves taking the existing house, raising it up, and then building another story underneath. What I would like to do for both safety reasons is to use the exact footprint of the home for all of the enclosed spaces, because it's sure lasted the last 26 years. And I'd also like to include a roofed landing in the front, given that it is two stories. I have kind of a conceptual drawing, some pictures I took of that. This is another home in the community with a roofed landing, very similar to what I want to do, not quite as, it's a little larger than what I had envisioned. And this is what I currently have right now, which is a set of cement steps. Is it okay to...
Sure.
I think you have a picture in your package of what I wanted to do, but I also took a picture of the existing cement steps. They are 26-year-old steps, and they look it quite honestly. Regarding the standards for relief, the uniqueness of it, it's on a 70-by-70 lot. The only unique thing about it is it has an already existing footprint, particularly in the rear. It has a 2-foot variance, and I'm told I do need, if I want to raise this up, another or a renewal of the existing 2-foot variance. I would not consider this project either economically feasible nor safe if I did anything but use the existing footprint. The character of the neighborhood, the effect on the surroundings, the neighborhood itself is evolving into a neighborhood of 2- and 3-story homes on small lots there. What I'm proposing is to make mine a 2-story home. The effect on adjoining properties, the house to the north is already a 3-story McMansion. The house to the south is already a 2-story house. This would be completely in keeping with that. The roofed landing on the front, over half of the houses in Bayview Park currently have some sort of a roofed landing. And in my judgment, one question I know was the effect on the public welfare. I think, especially today, it will assist the public welfare. I intend to use only Sussex County builders, the only people I've talked to, and Sussex County subcontractors. And I know right now, particularly the subcontractors, are experiencing significant economic difficulty. So I would hope this to be my minor amount of stimulus, so to speak. And again, as I said, I don't think the project is safely done unless I use the existing footprint. I've spoken to my neighbors about the project, clued them in. I also spoke to the Bayview Park Board of Directors, explained the project in detail to them. They sent me an email that says they have no objections to it. And I'd like to submit that because this happened subsequent to my application. Let me just summarize then. Bayview Park is, it's a small, I think it's a beautiful community. I'm proud to be an owner and have been an owner for the past 26 years. I'm certainly committed to maintaining and enhancing the beauty of that neighborhood. This project is still relatively small and modest compared to most of them, but I think it will only add to the character and charm of the community. Thank you for bearing with me, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
What's not shown on that email is I had a number of phone conversations with people on the board who asked, obviously, additional information and additional questions. But the note they sent me indicating they had no objections to it was after a result of both electronic mail. I submitted them the information that I had electronically and also described it verbally to them.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McKay?
No, sir.
Mr. Werman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. The rear yard, you just want a 2-foot variance?
Yes, sir. I already have a 2-foot variance.
Okay, that's the same.
And I don't want an additional. I want just the same 2-foot variance so that I can build exactly on top of the current
foundation. The sunroom and everything going up. And
yes.
You're maintaining that rear yard also.
Yes, sir. I would.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10522, as he's going to go up in the same footprint, and I don't think it alters central character neighborhood. In fact, I think it will improve the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,522. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.